So, as we will receive our finest hour. Now, when I said that, I literally had a Kundalini serpent. And it was like standing up erect in attention. And the feeling was transformation. The feeling was graduation. And they're showing me the Three of Pentacles. So it's sort of like we're arriving. We're arriving. So we want to stand up tall and proud in our divine presence and our divine readiness. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily don't have things circulating, because we will, because when we have that strength, it's strength to bring forth that proper revision, to bring forth that proper resolution, if you will, because we're releasing the old engagements. So as we will receive our offering, as we will receive our divine consent, and this very, very powerful angel presented. And when I say angel, I don't mean just like little fluttering wings. I mean like a power and of strength. So this is the point. We're receiving our divine inheritance. We're receiving our divine blessing. We're receiving our divine knowing, so that we can bring it forth and circulate. In other words, so we can correct those miscreations. So we want to remember, it's not this world out there that we're trying to navigate through as if it's somehow separate from us. It's our lingering coursework. In other words, we're just looking at our old beliefs. We're looking at our old inheritance, that we came in here as highly regarded masters. We came in here to tidy up. In other words, this plane of existence needed a little help. It needed a little support. So we came in here with, as trusted servants, ready to import this consciousness to its new direction, to the ascended earth. Now, how we do this is by attending to our own administration. In other words, what we see is what we get. So as we choose to see with light, as we choose to see with a reclaimed value, in other words, we're reclaiming our divine inheritance, we're coming into brilliance, we're coming into true recognition, we overturn the odds. In other words, we create with light rather than creating over and over and over with darkness. So we've done that. We've done that quite extensively now. So this is the time of new choice, and I'm showing like a dove and an olive branch. This is the time of our quickening. So as we will receive our divine consent, as we will receive our brilliance, as we will receive our divine appointment and status, we rise in power. We rise and claim. So again, they're showing me a lantern. So in essence, we see with the light, we see and find our way to our new tomorrow. So in other words, we are bringing it through the Show Me Chariot. So it's like we are bringing it through our own consent, through our own direction, through our own discovery, through our own acknowledgement. So it's very important that we wear our own spectacles. And oh gosh, like when I said that, I literally had some beautiful, she was a nun is all I know, because I see her habit. So again, we're bringing forth the corrected pleasure, we're bringing forth the corrected consent. So in English, everything's going to be served up in terms of misery, in terms of separation, in terms of, they're saying heave-ho, but it's sort of like, here you go, here's another problem for you, what are you going to do now? So as we will receive our entitlement, and there's this green emerald energy of healing, and I've got these like emerald dragons that are coming in to set the record straight, to help us to see our truest claim. Because as we see with correct proportion, in other words, to see truth, as we see with light, that's what we call forth, that's what we bring out, that's what we magnetize to us, that's where we perform the next miracle and rite of passage. So this is where you'll have 100 people that would have the same situation, and they would just play it out from the ego. So it's like, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. You send ego to me, I'll just send it back to you. And then they wonder why it's like still, it's sort of like you win the battle but lose the war, because you're still playing in tug of war. You're still believing in 3D, in lower consciousness. Now, as we come up to our truest consent, we perform the miracles because we see anew. We see the, and they're showing me like a blueprint, and I just seem, so it's like this blueprint's coming down so that we can see our truest claim, why we're here. In other words, we're here not to just get by, not to just survive. We're here to thrive. We're here to bring in truth. Because in essence, this is what we're claiming. It's sort of like ascended earth already exists. Our ascended presence already exists. And what we're coming into is further agreement. So every time we say yes to these higher truths, to these higher claims, to these higher certainties, to these higher, they're saying like proposals. So our higher self comes to us with some proposals. Will we honor it? Or will we cling to yesteryear? Well, I could trust that, or I can just do might is right. I could trust that, or I could just sling around some more mud. So again, there's no error in that, in the sense that we've all been trained to follow the leader, but more so to remember, they're showing me like Spider-Man. So Spider-Man can do the impossible. He climbs up the side of a mountain. No problem at all. So this is the point. As we will exist in our prosperity, as we will exist in our richness, as we will exist in our divine communion, in our divine allocation, we find the promised land. We find those creative solutions that literally, quite literally, do not exist until we claim them. So it's sort of like we look around the landscape and like, what do I choose? It's like either I choose bad or worse, what do I choose? So the reason we don't see the proper choice yet is because it hasn't been claimed, it hasn't been derived from our own source derivative. In other words, we're the ones that create it. We're the ones that are magical and create that new birthing, create that new opportunity, create that new extension. So as we will receive that divine guidance, and this is what the attunement's doing, is helping us to see truth, helping us to see our way through like all the old trespasses. Because remember, what we offer to someone else, we're offering to ourselves. So again, what we're doing is looking through eyes anew, through eyes consent. Now this doesn't mean just lay down and be trampled on, but it means to conceive of a new possibility, a new awareness, a new discovery. Because as we will tune into liftoff, as we will tune into proper charge, when I say charge, it's like I literally have this crystal and it's just, oh my gosh, it's like fireworks. Like it's just flickering. It's just flickering all this light. So that's the proper charge, is receiving ourselves in our highest vibrational orbit. Then we come up with proper consent. In English, we discover new source arrivals. So suddenly it's like, oh, look at that. Aren't I lucky? Aren't I lucky? Well, they're saying it's like it's there because of your vibrational ownership, your vibrational stewardship, that you in fact manifested it. So in other words, you're holding that consent for the new blueprint, for the new template, and you orchestrate that arrival. So whether you suddenly get inspired by a new awareness and a new idea, let me try this, I didn't even think to do that, or something, an offering suddenly appears, remember that it's a telltale sign of your attunement, of your consent, of your, they're saying insistence, because we're insisting upon this. So as we will offer ourselves to the light, as we will offer ourselves to Holy Communion, so this is that whatever's for the best and highest good of all, whatever is aligning me with, is my highest truth, that is coming forth from the direction or derivative of my higher self, my divine self. So again, we're learning how to create with love. We're learning how to create with majesty. We're learning how to create with light. So as we have this willingness, so very often it's like we have choice A and choice B, but there's actually a choice C, as we will aspire to greatness. So as we will receive ourselves and offer ourselves to our kindest measure. That doesn't mean just being kind to others. It also means being equally kind to self. But again, kind to self and kind to others. In other words, wanting ascension for all, wanting atonement for all, wanting to rid ourselves of past constraint. So past constraint is there's no connection to my divine self, and I'm just sort of floating here all by myself on earth. Good luck. So this is where we're changing the tune, and I literally see a choir where they're like singing a new church hymn. So this is the point. The value of all those church hymns, of course, is the frequency. As we raise the frequency, they always say like raise the rooftop, right? But what they're talking about is really going into consent with the higher frequency. And of course, that's where the miracles derive, are supported, because you're releasing that bottom heavy focus. You're releasing that tailgating. They're actually saying nonsense, but so funny they would use that word. But again, it's sort of like if you keep creating out of the old, you are not going to find those spontaneous remissions. We're not going to find those spontaneous healings. And those healings are not just in the physical, but they're also in the physical. But this is also strife. This is also, you know, financial concerns, whatever it may be. So as we will offer ourselves to the light, as we will offer ourselves to the holy advantage, we say yes to our deliverance. Now, not deliverance from someone else. Someone, please save me up there. Deliverance because we're consenting, the reason we're here on earth in this lifetime, to our divine union, to our divine partnership. And as we do this, we stand promoted. In other words, we move up. We move up in frequency. We jump timelines because we're no longer, they're saying playing catcalls. So catcalls is when we just continue in the projection of judgment, judging others, judging self. So what we offer ourselves is to the pardoning of that whole premise, really realizing that it's just, it's almost, you know, just passing around judgment, passing around unconscious guilt, and realizing that there's a better way, a higher choice. So as we offer ourselves to that higher choice, now I've got the Three of Cups, so it's like celebration. As we offer ourselves to the higher choice, we concede to likeness, to the light, to goodness, to prosperity. So prosperity in ways that our linear mind cannot conceive. It's simply because we're still stretching into our multidimensional format. So when we receive ourselves from the linear rather than from the light, we don't understand the possibilities that are waiting for us. We don't understand all the glory. So this is why the more that we tip our hats, meaning bowing to our divine partnership, we come into agreement with prosperity. In other words, we have liftoff in ways that expand us. Now, it does twofold. One is it helps us out with our particular riddle, whatever is surfacing in your life at present. Two, most importantly, because these riddles, it's just dream state, it's just form. But what they do is offer ourselves place cards. Because as we tip our hat to our highest advantage, the most important thing about solving that next linear riddle is really that you come into the light and you're holding the light. And so it's that light that's going to bring forth that performance. But guess what? That light stays continuously. So again, that's really what this is about. It's about turning on our light. It's about being available. And they're literally showing me like fairies that they look like lightning bugs, like bringing light, bringing light, bringing light. So this is what we're learning to do. We're learning to honor our light. We're learning to honor the highest choice. We're learning to honor our true consent, our true affordability, our true riches. Now, when I say riches, I really mean that. So as we offer ourselves to our highest truth, what comes through is a quickening beyond our imagining. And I've got Mary Magdalene here, sort of like guiding us, showing us the safety of traveling aboard. In other words, leaving that old entanglement, leaving that old, she's saying like dynasty, like you're beyond that. You're entering a new paradigm. And she's like, come follow me. She's saying like I'll lead you by my voice. Now, that doesn't mean you need to actually hear her. It means that you're going to notice symbols. I've got these symbols that are coming to each of us. And it looks like light language, but it's an energetic offering. That's the point. And I just see this big third eye, but it's an energetic offering. So as we attune to that offering, we find our way, we find our placement. And yet, I think it's like week number 3, there's the death card. No one's dying in the physical, unless it's for your best and highest good. But what this is about is the death of the ego. It's about the death of the ego, because Christ has risen in and through us as us. So don't get hung up on the word Christ. This is just our ascended awareness is coming into true remembrance, is coming into true delight, so that we can be the way showers. We can be offering. But this is the point. To offer another, we have to be holding it ourselves. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal our obligation to our own true nature, we come into consent with divine riches. Let us pray. As you receive this offering, imagine this energy, they're saying, sugarcoating with delight. So in other words, whatever concerns you have, wherever you do not feel aligned with your highest voice, to see these measures, to see these energies sort of like infiltrating the situation, bringing it to a highest resolution. So they want me to explain this. So for me, I just spontaneously brought that energy in between myself and someone that I'm working out some opportunities with. And so when I offered that energy, it's like both of us received that frequency offering. And so what I get from that is the interplay is brought up higher, so that the communications, the resolution will be done from that higher awareness. Very, very powerful. Very powerful. You're asking me to hold the vision for everyone as we all take turns tuning into the light, offering it for all of our availability. So for myself, I just came up with the first thing that's on my to-do list, but they're like, you know, you got other things on that list. So to allow ourselves some time of true administration, true revelation. So again, seeing the energy, they keep saying sugarcoating, but it's a positive way, you know, like coating with light. So they're showing me a paintbrush and you're painting with light. You're painting with light. You're bringing forth higher frequency to any riddle you may have. And so it is.